Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Twilight Robbery by Frances Harding, read by Cassie Layton.
Read the paper for you, sir.
One small voice strove against the thunder of rain. The shuffle and huff of the passing mules, the damp flap of canvas as the last sodden stallholders gave up their fight against the dismal weather. Market day was coming apart like a biscuit in coffee, fragments of it running for cover, with trays and baskets held over their heads.
Oi, gentlemen, read the paper for you.
The two farmers that had been hailed hurried on, without looking up to see where the voice came from. And so, they did not notice a small figure that had found, if not shelter, at least a place where the rain simply pelted her instead of pummeling her. The upper stories of the courthouse, debtor's prison and magistrate's house, all jutted themselves forward like three frowning foreheads. And beneath this, the figure hunched against the wall, bowing so as to shield a crumpled, sodden copy of a much-travelled Pinkaster Gazette from the worst of the rain. Small wonder that the poor Gazette drooped so forlornly. Even in the cities, reading was a rare talent, and here in the little sheep-farming town of Grabley, none of the inhabitants could read the tiniest tittle. The rain washed people, stalls, and barrows from the market square, leaving only that one figure, like a particularly stubborn stain. Drips fell from the tip of a pointed nose, beneath a drooping bonnet with a frayed brim, hair spiked and straggled like a tempest-tossed blackbird's nest. An olive-green dress two sizes too big was hitched at the waist and daubed knee-high in thick yellow mud. And behind the clinging strands of damp hair, two large black eyes glistened like coal, and gave the marketplace a look that spoke of coal's grit, griminess, and hidden fire. This shivering, clench-jawed scrap of damp doggedness had a name, and that name was Mosca Mai. Mosca meant fly, a housefly name well suited to one born on an evening sacred to Palpituddle, he who keeps flies out of jams and butter churns. It was a name that would have been recognised in her home village, where a number of people would have had questions to ask about the burning of a mill, the release of a notorious felon, and the theft of a large and savage goose. In Mandylion, a city port to the west, a well-informed few would have known her name, and how it fitted into the tale of conspiracy, murder, river battles and revolution that had turned the city upside down and shaped it anew. 3 months had now passed since the gates of Mandylion closed behind Mosca. Those 3 months had brought in winter, eaten the soles of her shoes to a paper thinness, pinched her cheeks, emptied her purse and, most importantly of all, used up her last ounce of patience with her travelling companion.
Mosca!
A faint, querulous voice sounded behind her, rather like that of a dying great aunt,